Our top story, Pakistan says Israel-made weapons are being used to foment trouble in the city of Karachi. Interior Minister Rahman Malik said over 200 people were arrested in connection with the unrest in the city. Malik added that Israeli weapons, including AK-45s, were confiscated from the detainees. He said that suggests foreign hands are behind the unrest in Karachi, adding an investigation was underway to find out who supplied the weapons. On Thursday, a fresh round of ethnic fighting left over a dozen people dead in Pakistan's largest city. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan says nearly 500 people were killed in targeted killings in Karachi in the first half of 2011. Well, for more insight on that story, strategic affairs analyst Sayed Tariq Pirzada joins us via satellite from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Mr. Pirzada, welcome to the program. Israeli involvement in Pakistan. Now, does this come as a surprise to you, or the contrary? Did you expect that this would come to light sooner or later?
Remember, the fundamental policy of Washington and Israel is to destabilize particularly those countries among the Muslim nations that are less compliant with U.S. policies, which are seen as troublemakers by Washington. And Pakistan is unfortunately seen this way, and this is the real story at the present time. So if we can trust the statement of Mr. Rahman Malik in its entirety, that means one more chapter has been opened in this in the case of the flow of arms into Pakistan. We already knew that earlier the arms were coming through India to Afghanistan by sea, but now we have this story about a disturbing story, of course. It does not come as a surprise, but it comes as a very disturbing development that Israel is a part of the supply of weapons for destabilizing Pakistan.
Well, Mr. Pirzada, allow me to clarify what you just said, if I may. So you basically say that their motives for fomenting unrest in an already volatile, I should say, Pakistan is to increase unrest in the region, basically.
Absolutely, and particularly in this belt of the Muslim states of which Pakistan is located at the other end. And if there is peace in Pakistan, there will be progress, there'll be growth, there'll be assertion of power, there'll be greater resistance to policies and influence of Washington. So the more Pakistan is unstable, the greater destabilization in Pakistan, right, the greater the interest of Israel and Washington gets served.
Mr. Pirzada, do you think that this is just the tip of the iceberg? Do you think that more revelations of this sort are yet to come?
In this very dangerous world in which Pakistan is living at the present time because of the U.S. policy, and I'm very clear, it is Israel, Washington, and of course, New Delhi, this excess, particularly in relation to Pakistan, you can expect any aggravation in the situation, and the supply of weapon is definitely going to be a part of that. A stable Pakistan does not suit any one of these three countries.
What are you expecting to see? What kind of a reaction are you expecting to see from both Islamabad and from the Pakistani people?
Well, Pakistani peoples are like always, they are shocked every day with new developments, and this development that there is a news about the flow of arms being coming to Pakistan from Israel, through Israel, by sea or by land or by some other route. We don't know exactly how they are getting here, but that is a very disturbing development for the people of the country. Of course, they are the citizens, but for a person like me who analyzes the situation, this definitely adds a new dangerous dimension to a volatile situation in our country. And certainly the government has to take some serious note of that. Otherwise, we have heard before the statements like that and credible information like that about different sources, and now the Israel, of course, and we don't share any information shared with the people of Pakistan. That's the other disturbing part of the story.
Strategic affairs analyst from Islamabad, Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzada, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.